Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I had a chance to read this really great article. I don't often go to this magazine, but Charisma Magazine had an article from Francis Frangipane. If you remember Francis Frangipane, yeah. And he wrote this great article about why you must kill your ambitions. You know, ambition is such a crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy thing. Philippians 2:3 tells us, do nothing. Nothing, if you break that word apart, nothing. It's actually two words. No thing.
Yeah.
Do no thing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but instead, right, in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And there's this thing about ambition. The Bible warns us not to be about it and not to do anything from a position of ambition. And ambition is defined as being eager or having a strong desire to achieve something, such as fame or power, and you can add notoriety or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at the bottom line is not doing anything that brings attention to yourself. He goes on to say, actually, in this article, he says, when I first came to Christ, this is Francis Frangipane, the Lord gave me a dream about my future. And I was so excited. I thought everything he showed me in the dream would occur immediately. I didn't know I would have to go through a process of preparation that involved dying to self, mm-hmm. learning patience, and maintaining vision through the testing before God's promises would be fulfilled. That's huge. Because I think oftentimes people give their lives to the Lord. They're excited, you know, especially if, you know, VFNU, listen, you got to get in VFNU, VFNU.org, check it out. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that more. But you want to get ready for the harvest. You want to get ready to be sent out and be used by God, and you receive a prophetic word, and I'm going to the nations, and the Lord's going to use us to reach multitude millions. And yes, it's all wonderful and glorious, and this is exciting, but we can do things. We can try to do the right things in the wrong way.
Mm. Or we can try and make it happen.
Hello.
In our timing.
Right things, wrong way, is still the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. And we need to do the right things, which is God's way, in God's timing, for it to be a God thing. And what happens is that there's a preparation that takes place. If you are not prepared for what God is bringing, you know, to pass, that's not going to be a good thing, because oftentimes, you know, it's not just about God preparing you, but it's also too about God preparing the people that he's going to send you to.
That's right.
You have to know the timings of God.
Yeah.
And God's not in a hurry. He has got no problem with time. Okay. He is never in a hurry. But this process involves a dying to self, right? God gives a man a vision. Then he kills the man.
And then brings forth the vision.
Because why? God does not want us to fulfill this vision, this plan, this dream in our own flesh. You got to fulfill this plan, this dream with humility. He says, do nothing, Philippians 2:3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition. Anything to do with self or vain conceit, but instead in humility, go out and do it. Consider others better. And there's a process. There's a dying to self. There's a learning. And then you have to maintain a vision. It's amazing how there's a testing period in your life and your walk with God that you have to be willing to stay in the testing. God said it. He's going to do it. And think about Abraham. He's going to be the father of many nations. He had to test that vision. He had to maintain it. He had to hold on to it. He had to persevere. He had to work through it. And if he got caught up in selfish ambition, God told me, my name is Abraham. You know, it was Abram.
Right.
It was Abram. But now I'm Abraham. You know what I'm saying? You know, listen.
See my name tag.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
God said this, you know?
But you can get carried away and think, okay, well, it's not happening fast enough, and you end up creating Ishmaels.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, God has a way of opening the door, but he doesn't need you to get the hammer and the chisel and take the door off the frame. He knows how to open it. He knows how to swing wide. He knows how to bring you into what he is going to do. Remember, we talked about not getting God to bless your plans, but to do what God is blessing. Don't be so much in a hurry. We talked in the first hour how you just need to be still and know God. The most powerful thing you can do for God is to know him. There's so many people trying to do something for God that don't even know him. It's like, we need to stop all of that. It's like, do you even know God that you're actually teaching, preaching about?
Yeah.
You're not even abiding and you're teaching and preaching. Like, what? Copy pasting messages from Google. Like, good, what?
Yeah.
It's about having a fresh word of what God is saying, not a good idea. God's not asking us to share the good idea. He's asking us to share the good news. Not what we Googled up, pasted up, borrowed up. Because God is sharing a fresh word, and it requires that you have his heart. And if you don't have his heart, and if you don't have his understanding, if you're not spending time with him, don't say a word. Because your first call of ministry is to know him. If you're never satisfied with ministering to the audience of one, you're never qualified to share with an audience of thousands.
That's right.
The only audience that you should be concerned about is the audience of one, and that's the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Minister to him. He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
And God will prepare you. He'll get you ready for what he wants to do.
I don't know if you remember that in the book, Fourth Dimension. Remember Pastor Cho, I remember he was talking about, you know, God had showed him he was going to do all these things. But before he got started, though, he sat in a room in a chair by himself preaching to nobody.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It was an empty room.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was awesome. I remember that.
Yeah. I remember that.
That was his preparation time.
Preparation. Talk to the Lord about what he's sharing and put it on your heart. He goes on to say, in fact, I thought, this is Francis Fangipane, I thought having a promise from God was the same as receiving a command from him. I wasn't aware that I did not yet have what it took to step into his perfect plan. Big difference, a promise and a command. You know, a command, God's preparing you. He's equipped you. It's time to do it. A promise is this is what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And you need me. God's not interested in us getting, you know, orders from him and then we run off and go do it. It's in the process. It's being involved in us. We talked about earlier. In the first hour, his plans are going to unfold as we are with him. And he is changing us. He is transforming us. We talked about last week how God is the original transformer. Maybe we can relate that to this segment here for you. But God does the transforming.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fix ourselves. He transforms us and prepares us and brings us from what we used to be to what he wants us to be. And in that transformation, then we become prepared to do what it is he wants us to do, whatever that is. It's like, yes, Lord. So, ambition. He says, James 3:16 says, where there is ambition, there is also disorder and every evil thing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Ambition's not good. Ambition is you running out there trying to do your own thing with all the wrong motives. And it never ends good. Think about it. Where there is ambition, there's disorder. There's chaos. Why is there so much chaos going on there? Why is there so much disorder? What? It's evil. It's evil. It needs to be done with humility, whatever we're doing in our life, whether it's for God. You know, everything needs to be done lower still. You know, we say that you don't, if you stay low, you don't have to get low. That's a good thing. If you stay low, there's no getting low. You just stay where you are.
Mm.
But if you're not staying low, then you're gonna constantly be putting yourself low.
Mm-hmm.
And we shared before that if you do God's job, because God says humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and He will lift you up. But if you do God's job and you raise yourself up, then that means God has to fill in your shoes and do your job and humble you. Mm-hmm. But if we can do our job description and do that well,
mm-hmm.
we do our job description, God can handle his job description. And he will lift us up when he feels that it's running, you know, and whatever he wants to do is fine. Francis French Payne continues to say in this article that ambition seeks to put to death what stands between it and spiritual fulfillment. Yet it is ambition itself that must die for us to reach fulfillment. You got to kill that ambition. You got to kill that. So many people, and I've experienced this in my walk when I was young, and the Lord's like, I want to. Like, who lied to this guy? Say he's gonna do. Who lied to this person? And or who told you you're gonna do all this stuff? Like, go catch that person. Sometimes people can't receive a prophetic word. Sometimes that's why you got to hear God. You have to have a word of knowledge, and you have to have the word of wisdom operating at the same time. Just because you have a word of knowledge, you have to have a word of wisdom on how you should share that word, because maybe that person is not mature enough to handle that word. And they receive that word, and it'll wind up destroying them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you don't need to have any parking lot prophets and all this type of stuff. It's like, you heard right, but you didn't seek God further enough, because if you had a word of wisdom, you would have heard from God that right word, maybe not the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. What God is requiring of us right now, he's requiring of a people that are totally dependent upon him, and everything that's raised above, everything that's not low, will be mowed down. You know, destruction comes with pride.
Before the fall.
Before the fall. And why not stay low? Why not say, hey, God, I'll do whatever it is that you want me to do in the timing that you want me to do it. Listen, the greatest thing that you can do, the greatest thing, is to learn to minister to the audience of one, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Learn to minister to God. And I would say the second thing is to be humble enough to do whatever it is that he asks you to do. It may be serving, it may be whatever, but get in there and serve. Get in yeah. there and find ways that you can serve other people. Listen, he says, Philippians 2:3, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Let's put to death selfish ambition and put our complete trust and hope in God alone.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation. And this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.